Well, the Cambodian government says a committee considering a refugee deal with Australia has finished its work. In coming days, it will deliver a counteroffer, including a demand for money, and hopes to sign a memorandum of understanding soon after. Samantha Hawley was granted a rare but guarded interview with Cambodia's Secretary of State in the Foreign Ministry, Ouch Borath.
Working group already finished his studying on the MOU proposed by the Australia, and I think that maybe soon, maybe a few days, maybe next week, you know, our Cambodian side will send our con proposal to the Australian side.
You could have an MOU signed within a few weeks or a week.
I hope soon, as soon as possible.
Feasibly, how many refugees could you take, do you think?
I cannot, you know, to let you know exactly the number of the refugees that I can receive, because, you know, for one, we decided to receive the refugee, it would be our responsibility to take care of all of the refugee to come to Cambodia.
How much money would you need from the Australian government?
As I spoke to you, that it depends on our outcome of the discussion.
Have you an idea of how much you would need per refugee?
I don't have no idea at all. You know.
Some people have said 40 million. There have been reports of that figure.
I don't know. I have no idea at all.
Obviously, you mentioned the refugees would need education, they wouldn't speak the language, they'd need integration. Can you guarantee, I guess, that those refugees that come here would get all of those things?
We, Cambodia, have to abide by and comply with the term and provision of the convention.
But I understand there's also a sub-decree that you have here in Cambodia. That includes, is my understanding, a right for the Interior Minister to remove refugee status. Is that correct?
I can inform you in general about the sub-decree. This sub-decree on the legal procedure in granting the refugee status to the foreigner.
Because, of course, it was well documented in 2009 that some Chinese Uyghurs were sent back to China by the Cambodian government. Obviously, there's been a lot of press about that. People have raised concerns that perhaps it's happened in the past, that refugees have been returned home.
It's different from the refugee that, you know, we discussed with our Australian friend to find, you know, to settle here. No, different. The Uyghur, you know, they came here illegally, far away from China to Cambodia. How many hundred miles, thousand miles to Cambodia?
But still refugees seeking protection from a country that's a signatory to the Refugee Convention.
They come here illegally. We can say that, you know, they are illegal immigrants. So Cambodian government had the right to expel, you know, to this origin country. That is different from the refugee that we discussed today with Australia.
The UNHCR, of course, is critical. They say that Cambodia is not recovered from the civil war and that Cambodia can't take care of its own citizens, so it really should not be taking refugees from a wealthy nation like Australia.
You know, I have no idea. You know, I have no comment on what they said, you know, about the human rights in Cambodia by, you know, the activists or civil society.
Cambodia's Secretary of State in the Foreign Ministry, Ouch Borath, speaking to our correspondent in Phnom Penh, Samantha Hawley.